Let's see what the stew has for us today.
Welcome to the Gnomecast, the Gnome Stew's tabletop gaming advice podcast. Here we talk with other gnomes about gaming things to avoid becoming part of the stew. So I guess we'd better be good. Today, we have so many gnomes. We're at Origins, and right now, I'm with Chris, and I'm with Bob.
We're live from Origins.
Well, I mean, we are live, as in we're in person together, but we're not actually live being aired to the audience.
That is correct.
I intend to be live for as long as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm. I like that plan.
And when he's done being alive, he'll be uploaded.
I want to get digitized and put into a computer and live forever.
Bob, this is like a not the Misdirected Mark podcast that you're on.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
I know, but you're totally a gnome.
I'm totally a gnome.
You may be the silent gnome.
I'm the silent gnome behind the scenes, lurking, ever watching.
Ever watcher, ever correcting.
Don't make me get the red pen out.
The red pen.
So, what have you two been up to this con so far?
Oh, wait a minute. Is that what we're doing today? We're talking about what we've been up to at Origins?
Yeah, because we are at Origins.
Oh, yes. So I have been working at the Indie Game Developer Network booth, so I set it up on Wednesday, and then I worked it yesterday, and today I got to take the day off, but I'll be at it for the rest of the weekend, because it's currently Friday right now, Friday afternoon.
Sweet. What are the hot properties that people should be looking for at that booth?
Well, that's where they're selling masks.
So,
you know how much we love masks.
Yeah.
Also, that's where a lot of the Magpie products are over there, so Urban Shadows, Apillion is there. There's some other, if you really like Gamma World, there's a game called Omega Zone that's for Fate. It's got like if you're into the Gamma World, that's a thing that you want. The Romance Trilogy is being sold over there by Emily Carabas, which was nominated for a Diana Jones Award this year. I think maybe the Romance Trilogy was nominated.
Yes.
I believe so.
Which is trilogy. It's three small games in one.
Uh-huh,
in one
all
book.
About romance. And it's a ton of hacks inside of it. It's actually a really great book. I highly recommend picking it up. What else is good over there? If you want beautiful things, Angry Hamster Publishing has Witch on sale over there in a beautiful hardcover format for only $29, which is a ridiculous steal for a book that's beautiful.
That is an insane price for a hardcover book.
The Baby Bestiary is there too by Andreas Walters. So if you like, it's a book that tells you about how to sort of raise and how. Monster, little baby monsters are raised, and a little
pictures.
Section. There's beautiful pictures,
there's
like
pictures.
A section for how to train them and things like that too. It's system neutral; you can put it in any game. Volume 1 and Volume 2 are there.
I believe that's the source. My one friend found my friend Jen, Pixelscapes, who used the Tressim from that in our Roll20 D&D game.
Now, just because you can't get that at Origins, because you'll hear that after Origins, you can still go pick those things up on the internet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're live, so we could go down there after this to get them.
Well,
but you folks
out there in listener land can't. So just so you know, you can pretty much find all those products on the internet. Just go and look up the Indie Game Developer Network, IDGN, IGDN.com. There you go.
Yeah.
How about you, Bob?
Well, several times since I've been here, people have asked me, so, Bob, what do you got lined up for today? And I look at them and go, oh. I came here to chew bubblegum and kick. No. I came here for one specific purpose, and that was to have a particular meeting on Saturday night.
Which we haven't had yet,
because it's only Friday.
We can't talk about it.
Yeah. Other than that, it's hang out, play games, you know, enjoy people's company. And I have done that. I have played some games. I've enjoyed lots of people's company. I've walked the dealer's floor. I have purchased a game already. I have my eye on another game, possibly. And, you know, hanging out, man. That's the thing.
So what have you played, then?
I played Harbor, which is a nice little worker placement game. Very clever. Small form factor. Little box. You can tuck it into your bag, and it doesn't take up a lot of space. I played Circle of Six. I played Circle of Six with a particular group of people. And that's all we're going to say about that.
Yeah, we can't talk about that either. It's a game we're trying to sell everybody.
Yeah.
For those folks who don't know, we're part of Encoded Designs, and we make games.
It's like this weird unholy trinity.
Holy trinity.
Holy trinity. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, there's nothing unholy about that trinity.
And you know, I also saw something else over at the IGDN booth.
Yeah, what's that?
There was a book that had our names on it.
Yeah, it's got the Trask on it, too.
Yeah, the Book of the Trask. The
Book of the Trask is there.
So, yeah, if you want a book that's all about that nasty beast and run him. And
you could pick that up on drive-thru.
You can pick that up on drive-thru. Well, if you're here at Origins, you can grab a hard copy.
Well, they're not going to hear it, Bob.
I know. I'm just saying.
But the Book of the Trask was written by the gnome in chief,
yep.
John Arcadian.
Uh-huh. Yes, absolutely.
Who is not here at this moment. And let me reassure you all that rumors that there was a mutiny and he was added to the stew are patently false.
I totally killed him. What? Huh?
What? No.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, so good con.
Yeah, I heard nothing about him being dead or anything like that. I thought everything was fine.
Everything is fine.
There's absolutely nothing extra in the stew pot this week. Nope.
No kilts at all.
No.
And we say we're not a unholy trinity. What is wrong with us? I was just thinking about that. Like, we have the stew pot full of gnomes, man. That's not nice.
Yeah.
Although some people don't care about gnomes, so.
Yeah. There was a gnome in one of the campaigns I was in, and she's kind of a terrifying little thing. And people are like, well, why is she so terrifying? And it's like, because she's a gnome.
Well, let me see. What else? I'm going to just jump in and be like, other things I've done.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
I played, what was that, Castles of Castilian? So this is a cool little, you're picking tiles and you're trying to build this castle on this base. But there's only certain ways that you're allowed to build the castle because there's three kinds of castle pieces. There's like this white stucco, there's stone, and there's trees. And some of them have connector pieces, but there's a bunch of rules about how you can arrange them. So as you're playing, you're taking a piece and you're either putting it off to the side, flipping it down for a point, or putting it in your castle, and you can real-time arrange your castle. So as people are taking turns, you're constantly shifting your castle around to try to make it, because you get points for having pieces in your castle. You get negative points if you have an edge that's not part of the sky facing out. And like I said, there's only certain ways that you can build pieces together. And it's a really fun game. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes to play, as long as you play with the idea that once your turn comes around, you can't mess with your castle and you have to pick a piece. Because I think the rules actually state that you can take as much time as you want, which could slow it down. And that's garbage. Like, they should fix that rule right away.
Yeah.
Be like, because and then at the end of the game, supposedly you can rearrange your castle as much as you want. But there's an alternate rule where there's a timer that you get a minute to rearrange your castle at the end of the game, too. That's the way to play that game.
I heard it compared a little bit to Carcassonne.
It is, except you should play it with the time pressure. Like, you can't mess with your castle if it's your turn.
Yeah.
And you can't, and you only get a minute at the end. Like, that is, I think, the right way to play that game, because then it is hilariously fun.
We have a house rule with Carcassonne that we start time limits on turns, because we have people who would take an entire half an hour to figure out where to place their piece.
Yep. Harbor, I played. That's a really good game. Let me just run down the list of podcasters that I've run into since I've been here.
There's so many podcasters.
So, I mean, Phil and Sender are here, obviously. Not obviously, because they haven't been on here yet. So, but I mean, most of Misdirected Markets, a lot of Misdirected Markets here. Brett from Gaming and BS is here. Tom Flanagan from the Knights of the Night is here. I've talked to Jim and Jim McClure and Emily, whose last name I always forget. I just call her Kickass Emily from Talking Tabletop and the Satanic Panic AP. I mean, you're here, obviously.
Yeah.
Who else has been here? That's a podcast. Kevin Lemke is here, and he's on a bunch of actual plays.
I did not get a chance to talk to him, but I did see Rich Rogers
of
Plus One Forward yesterday.
The Gauntlet. Yep. Lowell Francis is here somewhere too. I haven't seen him yet or talked to him. I haven't actually ever met Lowell or talked to him. I really need to at some point in time. So yeah, there's a ton of I saw Michael from the RPG Academy. So I mean, there's a ton of podcasters here.
Yeah. So many people.
Anything else you want to talk? What have you been up to?
Let's see. Got here a little later than I wanted to on Wednesday. We played a little pickup game of Dresden Accelerated, which makes me want to play it more.
I was super sad that I had to leave early.
Yeah, that was a bummer. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
It's true.
Thursday at noon, I ran Bubblegum Shoe, which I had Cthulhu in my game. That went really, really well. And then later in the evening, I got a chance to go to Indie Games On Demand and play Velvet Glove.
Nice.
Cool.
Really cool.
All games that I want to play more of or play.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I converted a friend to Indie Games On Demand because he was like, yeah, I think I'm going to go do that later today. So,
Ange, can I take the shackle off my ankle and leave now? Did you get what you needed from me?
Fine, yes, you two can leave.
I don't have to use my hacksaw?
No hacksaw.
Oh, thank God. No Stu
I was
Pop
really
for me.
Not looking forward to him hacking his ankle off to get away. That would have been just nasty.
Just terrible. Just
chewing
terrible.
His leg off like the raccoon in a trap.
The screaming. But you'll be back with more gnomes later, right?
Yes, I will be back with more gnomes because I am going to hunt them down.
More gnomes all the time.
This is Ange, and I am back, and I have found more gnomes. This time,
gnomes.
I have with me a Tracy, a Senda, and a Phil.
Hello.
Now, while I have you chained up, tell me what you...
Excuse me, I'm going to clink my chains.
I didn't realize it was that kind of show.
We're at Origins in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
Woo! So... Tell me what you guys have been up to at the con so far. How about you, Senda?
No, you have things to say. I saw you going.
Absolutely nothing, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, actually, I'm more staring at the Jenny's ice cream cone you're eating.
Okay, so I am doing that. I'm eating Jenny's. But no, in years past, I have come to Origins with an agenda of some kind, a game to play test, people that I had to see and had to meet, and I'm not doing that this year. I bought my badge. I have... nothing but free time to do whatever I want to, and it's lovely.
So, in that free time that you've had to do whatever you wanted to, or whatever has caught your eye, what have you done?
Had a meeting with Phil and some of the other guys from Encoded about something that we'll be able to talk about at some point in time in the not-too-distant future.
Ooh,
why so much secret stuff?
Because contracts haven't been signed yet. We have to make it official.
Business first. Business first, then announcements.
Yeah. And I played at Games On Demand.
What'd you play?
I played Monster Hearts, the second edition. I was a very sexy vampire. And I'm going to, actually, once we're finished here, I'm going to go back over there for the afternoon slot.
Oh, sweet.
Then I play tested Tavern Brawlers, which Brian Patterson is working on, which is awesome and has other, again, things that I can't talk about yet involved with it. I love being able to say that. It's so fun.
It's a secret.
And basically, I've just been hanging out with friends. That's why I come to this show. It's a show where you can see basically everyone that you would want to see in games and have time to actually talk to them, unlike Gen Con, where it's, hi.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have found I know so many people now because I keep getting stopped by people. So, let's move on. Senda.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. What have you been doing?
This is my first Origins.
Do you like it?
Yeah. It is exactly that, right? Like, I keep actually seeing and talking to people instead of Gen Con, where it's just like, whoa, oh, hey, that's awesome. Bye. Give me a card.
Yeah.
Right? So let's see. What have I done so far? Wandered the floor and ended up playing Kaiju Incorporated. That was cool. Ooh. And the Panda card came up, which I'm a fan of. And then PK Sullivan bought it because he's a bastard. And I'm never going to forgive him. No, that's not the end of my con story.
You won that game.
I did. I won the game anyway. I still bought my card. And then, let's see, last night I ran a playtest of my Lasers and Feelings hack, Love and Justice.
How'd it go? How'd it go?
It was great. There were tiaras and magic wands involved. I think I might try and run another one.
Was there magical clothes spinning and twinkles?
Yes. There was indistinct nudity while various elements swirled around our girls, and it was very good in that respect. I'm like, okay, maybe it wasn't quite as done as I thought it was, again, as usual, but, like, you know.
This is why we playtest.
That's why playtest, right? But, I mean, it was still awesome to play and run, so.
Yeah,
it was good. Other than that, yeah, lots of just, like, running around being like, oh, hey, person! Like, I have my goal for this afternoon is I have... two more people that I'm like, I need to catch up with you and, like, meet you in person because I've recorded things with you and it's awesome. Like, I want to say hi to you in the flesh.
Yeah. The age of the internet is an amazing thing because we can get to know so many people and still not see their face
person. Google Hangouts is, you know, I know what people look like, but the person I think I'm most excited to catch up with is Liz DePredical, because I know she's here somewhere, and I don't remember where she's from, but it's like...
from the land of ice and snow.
Right. It's really far away. It's like...
The Netherlands?
Yes.
I think I met her at Games on Demand yesterday.
Yes, you might have. I'm like, it's like a... And I'm
there's
like,
an ocean in between.
Yeah, I
did
need
I not
to...
just say Land of Ice and Snow?
Okay, you did, but you didn't
say
it into the mic.
Yeah, but that could be Canada.
You didn't say it into the mic, so it didn't happen.
It'll pick it up. No.
Chris is shaking his head.
Chris says it won't pick it up.
That's what you get.
Chris
and
knows
again,
things.
We're having a conversation with Phil who's not there.
Right. Well, usually I'm having a conversation with Phil, and I'm laughing uproariously, and no one can see that he's laughing, so I sound like I'm the only one who laughs.
It's the send a giggle.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, Phil.
Uh-huh.
I am here.
Yeah, you are here.
Yes.
What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? So, I palled around a bunch with Senda because, you know, co-hosts tend to travel in packs.
Yeah.
So I was a fabulous magical girl. I was Comet Girl.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And
what was your color?
I was a blue, and my magical power was that I had a comet that I could twirl and throw. It was like kind of like Thor's hammer, but a comet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it was really, oh, and I rocked my tiara. I'm not even, not
was
even
was there
lie.
A table selfie?
Oh, several.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the internet has actually seen multiple pictures already of Phil in a tiara. Okay. And I own it, so it's fine. I rocked that tiara. So the thing about Origins that's fantastic is all the people I got to talk to in like one night. I bumped into Ken Height and, just a whole bunch of people. It's been really good. Like, really just lots of conversations, which, like everyone else has said, like, it's impossible to do at Gen Con. It's not only easy to do here. It happens multiple times. Like, mm-hmm. I'm actually running into people over and over. Like, I did. I had a meeting with Tracy and then ran into Tracy again. Like, that. Otherwise, if that was Gen Con, it had been the only time we would have seen each other.
Yeah, it literally would have been ships passing in the night.
Right.
Yeah.
We would have eaten, said goodbye, had yeah. two
Gen
completely
Con
different
is, experiences. Is fleeting moments of, hey, I like you, bye.
Walked the floor, found a couple things. I'm not sure if I'm going to pick anything up or not, but I did see a couple things that looked pretty good. There are a couple demos I still want to do. So we did Kaiju Incorporated. That's an evil hack game. Really liked it.
Yeah, it's a great game.
Yeah, and I believe Brian Patterson art, right?
Yes. Yeah, Brian did the art for it. He did the art for the RPG, too.
Yeah.
Ah.
It's the art. It's so distinctly his style that, yeah, there's no mistaking it. And there are a couple more I want to do. There's a game at ILO I want to try. I honestly can't remember the name. An arena of something that looked really good. And I'm going to go up to the guys who do Star Realms. They have a game that I want to check out as well.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, and then I'm running, it's not even a play, I guess it's a playtest. They're all playtests. I'm running Hydro Hackers tonight for an all-star table of players. It's a pretty stocked table of players. I'm kind of excited.
That should be fun.
Yeah, and I'm actually bringing a few new mechanics into the game for it. So
sweet.
Yeah. So that's, and then I think I've got some other stuff later in the weekend.
Yeah. Crap, where do I go from here?
It's only Friday is the thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, every time I come to this convention, I leave a given day, and I'm like, oh, man. It was so good. I got to talk to so many people. I got to play this awesome game. And then I stop and think, and I'm like, it's Thursday. There's three more days of this. Like, there's a lot of goodness packed into a five-day weekend here.
What I always find is it feels like that Wednesday, it's like there's stuff awesome happening when I get here. Thursday, awesome stuff. Friday, awesome stuff. Saturday, awesome stuff. And then sometime around 1 a.m. on Saturday or Sunday morning, if you will, I realize, oh, I have to go home tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm lucky. Home is 10 minutes away. So this is my home convention.
I just don't leave on Sunday. That's my goal is I just take that Monday off. And then this way, you can play all the way through Sunday, kind of come down from the con, like go to dinner, go to sleep and get a full night's sleep.
Limit your con drop?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it limits it. I think it just delays it. I mean, the drop still, I think you still have the drop, but it's just like a good night's sleep and like a meal or something before hitting the road. Like, it helps. I'm going to kick around here by Monday and then at some point take off. Tracy's already told me where I need to go eat for lunch.
Hot chicken takeover.
Yeah. They have it at North Market, but it just looks way too packed.
Yeah, they opened a new location about 2 minutes from my house. So
I'm going to get that address from you because
I'm interested.
Yeah.
That's cool. And North Market is one of the other good, awesome things about Origins, because it's right across the street and so much good stuff right there at your fingertips.
A ridiculous amount of delicious food in one building.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess... Oh.
What? I get the mic again. We have a limited number of mics recording live.
Yeah, yeah, we're
passing
we're
it back
do.
And forth. No, it's totally do. Fine. I've just been given back a voice. So I'm going to say that the darkest chocolate from Jenny's ice cream is my favorite.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. In although what Tracy had
in
looked
darkest
good too.
Chocolate.
Yeah,
in
Yazoo
Su
and espresso mocha black cherry swirl. It's all inside of me now. None of it exists in reality anymore. It's just it's all theoretical ice cream.
Hey, send us working on the Jenny's creed, right? How does it go? Good.
No, I was saying it. I don't know. I haven't gotten past in darkest chocolate, in lightest cream. We haven't gotten past that.
Yeah. That is an amazing name.
Do you know why one of the reasons Jenny's ice cream is so good?
No, why is it so? Is it? Because do they use like the souls of infant children or something? What's happening here? Are you going to give me terrible news?
No. They work with a local creamery down in southern Ohio to get their milk, and it's a special type of milk where the milk fat percentage is not like so. You know, you get your 2% milk, and you've got whole milk. This is like it's 40%. Milk fat, so it's
wow,
almost like heavy cream is what they're using in the
whole
ice
milk
cream.
Squared.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow,
yeah, whole milk plus.
All right, well, it's really good.
Yeah.
Okay,
wonderful.
I need to go get Jenny's now, so yeah. I'm gonna let you guys go, unchain, release you to the wild, and enjoy the rest of Origins.
Insert
okay,
Foley
let me undo this shackle.
Okay, we are back, and we have found the real John Arcadian. I promise you, this is the real John Arcadian.
Yes, hello, this is the real John Arcadian. I am not just somebody who is being forced at knife point to say that I am John Arcadian to cover up a coup.
Yeah, so John Arcadian, how have you been enjoying Origins?
Yes, Joe Arcadian here. Yes, Origins has been incredible. I have been very happy. No, hi, yes. Origins has been great. It's odd. It's interesting because I started a new job that I've been doing rather than my old web design thing. So it's been very busy. And, like, people from my new job are incredibly nerdy. So they've already requested time off. So they're here. And I'm, like, the new guy sitting there at the place going, I want to be at Origins, but I can't be. But I have run two Tarrasque games so far, and I'm getting ready to run a third Tarrasque game, which I'm going to be aiming for total party kill in this one. So
in all the numbers, I mean, how many times have you run the Tarrasque game?
By the end of this, it'll be over 30.
And how many times have you had a TPK?
None yet, because I always do the stupid thing for me, but the smart thing for them, and let them be prepared, like a party that knows about the Tarrasque. So they come with their A game. They come ready to take on the Tarrasque. They know how to do it. They're like bargaining with angels. But it is also a very fun component of the game to watch the players sweating with fear for the first 25 minutes as they prep and go, what about this? Hey, should we do this? Hey, what if we do this? Hey, I got a deck of many things and we happen to get some wishes. Should I use one now? Like, what should we do? How should we do this? So they when there's a lot of upfront prep, they can get ready and, you know, take on the Tarrasque. They kind of Batman it. You know, Batman knows everything about his enemies, so he can take them on effectively. So, you know, at one point I'm going to run a 20th level game that says there's a threat to the world. Bring your best 20th level character. And I will start it off with you're at an inn for the night on your way to go deal with something, and you hear rumblings in the town. And then we'll have a really fun Tarrasque game. They'll be like, wait, the Tarrasque? I did not make my character for that.
That's kind of evil, John. Yeah. That's kind of evil.
So if you ever see a 20th level game with just very innocuous sort of things on it, don't sign up.
So other than the Tarrasque, have you got any other plans or things you intend to do this con?
You know, I've kind of been making my rounds to the exhibitor hall, saying hey to everybody I know, talking to people. You know, the way when you're in the industry, you do, you walk 10 steps, you see somebody at a booth, say hey, you talk to them for 20 minutes, you start walking 10 more steps. So I'm going to look for things to populate my new gaming room, since on top of the job, my wife and I just bought a house. So, you know, so I'm going to have a new gaming room that I can pimp out with lots of stuff. Yeah, and I'm going to hang out with people. I'm going to see people, find all the gnomes who attempted a coup and see about bringing retribution to them.
But not me, right? Because I found you. I found you and put you in the podcast.
Yes. Yes, you found me on Saturday.
But John.
All right. You're safe for now. For now.
Okay. That's all I needed to hear. So, special thanks to our Patreon backers, awesome gnome supporters that you are also welcome to become. Thanks to their help and others like them, this show is funded by the Gnome Stew Patreon. You too can become a Patreon backer by following the Patreon link on the Gnome Stew website to the Gnome Stew Patreon. You can also find all of us at gnomestew.com, at Gnome Stew on Twitter, and Gnome Stew on Facebook. Everyone also has presences on the World Wide Web and social media, but I didn't have time, and we don't have time to have everyone say things. So go back and listen to old episodes, and you can find out all of that. And hope to see you here in Origins 2018.